to shift hats and be the host again. And it is such a pleasure and honor to introduce you all. Everybody does such a great job and everybody adds to the evening. So the next person is a good friend of mine who is a poetess and writes beautifully about real people or people that she studied in history and puts together their stories with beautiful words and perfect delivery. And the delivery is so good that, this young lady came to my house for a few times and recorded some of these things. And she spoke into the microphone and it went into a recording machine and the whole project went very smoothly. And when it was done, the recording machine refused to work anymore. So you really did it. A big hand for Suzanne Owens.
I can't. Oh, all right, there. That's good. whatever Howie said, there's this isn't like that. It's just an old poem I dug up. I wasn't going to read it, but I decided I'd read it anyway. It's called Seed Moon. In the furious dimensions of sleep, a seed moon walks me to the end of winter. In its lapis light, I hear the old round of things and notice how it all comes back. For as long as a patch of shadow rests at noon, I live complete, run against the unrevealing sky as the girl I was who gave water to the dead and possess the spirit of thistle. Around my fire, stones unravel, creating fresh signs. Leaves change into their true selves. Veins open to rot, to rainbow. I take off my clothes, fall asleep on a rock as if falling into a prayer. Into the passing over of a long time, in love with the final thing. As encompassing as the sun when it rises on Saturn, when it fills the whole horizon, a face rises, and I hear the last rites sung to my own remains. The unknown gone. Insects, polar bears, beached whales sobbing, our eyes like water pails, large and empty. A school of clouds drifting east carries us back. A wave, a mother, a friend hands me to a current, and the current deposits me on the ocean floor like an egg. Dust gathers on a table. Music emerges from wire and wood. Heat rises from the mountain's core. And when the winds bear down from the north, it will not matter if I can't recall that face, or it didn't awaken me. When my form becomes light on a pebble, that face will return. People die in their dreams. I will trust my third life. Thank you.
And that's why my machine wouldn't work anymore. Let's give Suzanne Owens a big hand.